AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Show us your evidence or knock it off. That's what Russia said pretty much moments ago after President Obama promised payback for Moscow's hack of the U.S. election.
Some of it may be explicit and publicized. Some of it may not be. But Mr. Putin is well aware of my feelings about this because I spoke to him directly about it.
The president talking to NPR News. The Kremlin denies it interfered in the election, trying to help Donald Trump. President-elect Trump is thanking black Americans for hearing his message during the campaign, he says.
And they're smart, and they picked up on it like you wouldn't believe. And you know what else? They didn't come out to vote for Hillary. They didn't come out. And that was the big. So thank you to the African-American community.
Trump thanking his supporters there in Hershey, Pennsylvania last night on the thank you tour. Charleston, South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof, guilty of killing 9 black parishioners last year. Next month, the same jury that convicted him will begin deciding whether he should get life or death for his crime. It's freezing and colder in much of the Northeast. Dangerous wind chills of 20 to 30 below. Joshua Brewer is in Rochester, New York, where at the moment it's a comparatively toasty 11 degrees, and there's snow in the forecast.
It's brutal, but it's you get used to it eventually. But yeah, it's real cold out right now.
The desperate effort to evacuate civilians from Aleppo, Syria, is on hold again, with both the government and rebels accusing each other of opening fire on a convoy. The body of beloved former astronaut John Glenn will lie in state today at the Capitol building of his home state of Ohio. He died last week at the age of 95. He was a fighter pilot in World War II in Korea and represented Ohio in the Senate for 2 decades. This is AP Radio News. Facebook is getting serious about fighting fake news. Our Ed Donahue has this.
There have been fake political stories, celebrity hoaxes, stories about unproven cancer cures. Facebook says it will focus on what it calls the worst of the worst offenders and will partner with outside fact checkers and news organizations like the AP to sort out what's real and what's not. Facebook is also making it easier for users to report fake news. Stories that flunk the fact check won't be removed from Facebook, but they'll be flagged as disputed, which will force them to appear lower down in people's news feed. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York University is introducing a plan to help students save money by putting them up in the homes of elderly people who have spare bedrooms. Students will pay $5,000 a year, thousands less than the cheapest on-campus housing. Almost all the money will go to the elderly homeowner, says the university. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.